only in Indonesia.
Perasaan is a traditional battle between two men from Sasak tribe in Lombok. Each of them wield a weapon stick and shield made of buffalo skin. The battle is accompanied by music consisting of gong, traditional drum, and traditional flute. In this battle, the only spots that the fighter can hit are the back and the shoulder of their opponents.
this food?
Satin is usually made into furniture or handicrafts, but rattan can also be food. The soft rattan is barbecued for 1 hour. After that, white parts of rattan are sliced. Then, it's ready to be eaten with dipping sauce. What is the name of this food? Pakat rattan from North Sumatra.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Delantis. Delantis is an indie pop band from Jakarta, Indonesia, formed in 2019. Its members consist of Giri on the bass and vocals, Raffi on the guitar and vocals, and Ojan on the guitar. The name Delantis began to be known since releasing a song titled Lampu Merah or Traffic Light. In 2024, they released a full album titled Pancarona. The first single from this album is titled Bunga Maaf or Flower of Sorry, which was also released in the same year. This song is Delantis' first work to involve another musician in its production process, namely Randy Pandugo, who also plays a role as co-writer and producer. The song Bunga Maaf tells the story of someone who hopes for a second chance while that chance has been lost for a long time. Through this song, Delantis wants to describe a story of deep regret and empty hopes due to a relationship that was destroyed by ego in the past. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Delantis, Bunga Maaf. Happy listening.
Muka itu ada di sana yang ku tinggalkan saat kita masih bersama. Yang telah usang, kan ku telah misi bumi
Poverty and inequality, they are universal. They undermine every society, everywhere. But poverty is not natural. It is man-made. So poverty is not inevitable. It is an area where the world has made huge progress in the past few decades. Just 30 years ago, there were 1.9 billion people living in extreme poverty. But that number has been transformed. In 2015, it fell to 734 million. That's over a billion people lifted out of poverty.
A billion people out of poverty is amazing.
Amina Mohammed, Deputy Secretary General of the UN.
It was across the world we lifted people out of poverty. Across the world, more kids got into education. Across the world, maternal mortality was reduced. Across the world today, not many people will be left without access to a mobile phone, and what that has done to empower them to access education, to a livelihood, is huge.
But still, almost 10% of the human race are living unbelievably harsh lives. This is largely determined by their circumstances at birth, and these high levels of inequalities work against better opportunities for all. Opportunities that could change the world.
The world is filled with inequality. While we are all floating on the same sea, we are not in the same boat. It's clear that some are in super yachts, while others are clinging to drifting debris.
Professor Sugartha Mitra is the brains behind what has become known as the hole-in-the-wall experiment.
I want to tell you a story about 1999. I used to teach people how to write computer programs. And I had a very, you know, plush office and everything. And just outside of these offices, there was this large, sprawling, urban slum full of children. Now, those children, they had never seen a computer before. They didn't know what the internet was, and they didn't know any English. But I had a sneaky kind of suspicion that there was a special relationship between children and computers that perhaps we were not aware of. So one day I tried an experiment. I made an opening in the boundary wall that separated my offices from the slum. And then I fixed a computer into the boundary wall so that from the other side of the wall, you could see the computer and a touchpad. And on the first day, we saw this 8-year-old boy teaching a 6-year-old girl how to surf. Now, how on earth did he figure that out? How did he know what the computer was doing? 3 months after I had first put their computer in the wall, children said they wanted a faster processor and a better mouse. I asked them, how on earth do you know these words? Where did you learn this from? And they said, well, you've left a machine here that speaks only in English, so we had no option but to learn the language. Easy, isn't it? I repeated the hole in the wall experiment. For 5 years across the length and breadth of India, we have an enormous potential of what children can achieve together if we let them.
There is potential everywhere. We just have to unlock it.
Actor and UNDP Goodwill Ambassador Michelle Yeoh.
A huge amount depends on where public money is spent. More of it must urgently go into health, into giving everyone a safety net. There is a revolution that is happening in education, global digital literacy, connecting every school, every person to the internet. This can be done. The recovery from COVID must lead to an economy that works for everyone. Let's start with tax. We have widespread tax concessions, tax avoidance, and tax evasion, which means that there's so much less money for all the crucial things. Health, education, social protection, green jobs. Many developing countries are weighed down by historical debts, spending more money on debt repayments than they are spending on healthcare and improving their own people's lives. And then there's the importance of global investment in peace. More and more, the poorest countries in the world are those countries where conflicts and violence tear apart people's lives and chances. The peace dividend for the world is immeasurable.
That's why, in March, the UN Secretary General called for a global ceasefire.
And we must break the vicious cycle of corruption and increase the power of the people to keep check on the people in power, a strong civil society, a free, independent media, and responsible social media platforms that encourage healthy debate. Equality unleashes the potential of everyone to improve their own lives and contribute to the lives of everyone else.
Aku dari semua penaruh. Voice of Indonesia.
New Year's Eve, 2019, New South Wales, Australia.
If you're in no-go, the surrounding coastal areas, you're at risk. Leaving now is the safest option, so leave now towards the beach and shelter in place.
My ID, guys, because this whole place is on fire. Oh my god, my neighbor's house. Okay. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Last December, Australia recorded temperatures above 47 degrees, and in January, bushfires caused tens of thousands to flee from their homes.
This is a real nightmare. I can't believe this is real. I can't see anything. This is literally not real. This is not real. Oh my freaking god. We just have to get down this road to the beach.
Nearly 3 billion animals were killed or displaced in these fires.
All I want is my family. All I want is to be safe.
Pictures and stories continue to file out from Australia.
The last decade was the hottest decade on record.
Overnight, another onslaught from an ever-expanding inferno.
Extreme weather displaces over 20 million people a year. And just this year, we've seen Siberian fires and catastrophic flooding in Jakarta in February.
Rising death toll and massive evacuation in Indonesia.
Devastating swarms of locusts in East Africa in April.
Plague of locusts.
Cyclone Amphan in eastern India and Bangladesh in May.
It could be the worst the area has seen in 20 years.
Over 400 wildfires in Alaska. And in August, more wildfires on America's Pacific coast.
Well, the fires raging in Northern California have now become some of the largest in state history.
Climate change is man-made, and the main driver is CO2 pollution from burning fossil fuels. Global temperatures continue to rise. But something else is on the rise. Climate protests all around the world. From London to Australia. To New Zealand. Uganda.
Climate change is here now, and it is killing people right now. The people who are looking at it right in the face.
Tokyo. India. Cristiana Figueres was the lead negotiator for the Paris Climate Agreement in 2015.
The next 8 to 10 years is going to determine the quality of life for the next 100 to 200 years, if not longer. That's the race that we're in.
We all watched with amazement when exactly 1 year ago, young people from all over the world took to the streets to express their feeling that we're not doing enough about climate change.
That we're not treating it like the emergency it is.
Actor Don Cheadle is a goodwill ambassador for the UN Environment Program.
It's a year later now. Have we done enough? No, we have not. And climate change is only part of this story. Our rainforests are disappearing at an extraordinary rate. One football field of rainforest is destroyed every 6 seconds. 1 million plant and animal species are on the brink of extinction. By 2050, there will be more plastic in the oceans than fish. And so climate change and our treatment of the natural world are colliding and exacerbating each other to create a perfect storm. This cannot go on. You know it, I know it, and we know what we need to do.
In 2015, the UN announced 17 Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, a blueprint to achieve a better and more sustainable future for all. We need to follow these goals to ensure that we are the last generation to be threatened by climate change. These are the solutions.
We need to reduce global emissions by 50% by 2030. To do this, we need a rapid but just transition to renewable energy. That means an end to the building of new coal power stations and an end to subsidizing of fossil fuels. Governments should also shift the tax burden from payrolls to carbon. Taxing carbon rather than people will increase output and employment while reducing emissions.
and we need to stop deforestation in its tracks, planting trees instead of chopping them down. We need to think about what we eat and how we produce food, embracing healthy, nutritious diets, sustainable farming methods, and reducing food waste.
The climate crisis is an opportunity. Renewable energy is cheaper than fossil fuels. Thousands of businesses are working to go carbon neutral, and the opportunity to generate clean, safe, and decent jobs is enormous. The passion for protest can turn into a passion for changing all of our behavior to create a better, safer, just, sustainable world.
Kau sebagai yang tak kasat mata, tak dapat disentuh walau kau bisa menyentuhnya. Tak dapat dirasa walau seluruh ragamu di sana. Dapat kau menjaganya tanpa harus mengurungnya. Bayangkan bila kau sebagai yang tak kasat mata, abu yang berterbangan tak dapat melukaimu. Panasnya surya bahkan membuatmu terbuai dan berlaku, dan kau dapat menyusupi rongga jiwa yang kosong. Yeah. Hidupmu bukan terisi dengan ajaran-ajaran. Melihat, mendengar dan merasakan nadanya yang terlangsung dalam setiap nafas hidup manusia.
Kualitasnya menurut saya bagus sih, cuma
I think the quality is good and the price is relatively cheap. Sometimes there are some crafts only sold here which are not available in Bandung.
Kualitas saya kira cukup baik.
I think the quality is relatively good. They can be found any kinds of souvenir gifts to be brought to other city or abroad. Yes, the price is affordable and the quality is good. Those are the recognition of most visitors at the Woven Craft Center in Rajapola. According to the visitors, typical woven of Rajapola has high quality with affordable price. However, there are unyielding spirit of Rajapola woven businessmen behind the visitors' admiration. Rajapola is a sub-district in Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java, which is famous for its woven crafts. Split by the southern lane of Java Island, anyone can find the region easily. Moreover, there are shops displaying various forms of woven crafts along the street. Woven crafts is fiber that is said to form an object, such as basket, fan, bag, and even the wall of home. Weaving techniques and handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Rajapola. Before selling to the shops along the street of Rajapola, the woven crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. Not far from the noisy Rajapola street, it is located the quiet Sukarwas Creative Village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely passing. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukarwas Creative Village, we met Pak Asep, one of the woven craftsmen who lives there.
Turun-temurun, ya mungkin dari kakek juga mungkin.
Yes, it is from grandfather. Actually, there are from parents, colleagues in this village too. It was approximately 15 years ago from 2002, if I'm not wrong. Pak Asep's woven products are quite variety, starting from wallets, bags, baskets, and others. Almost all of their products are sent to craft centers in various regions in Indonesia. The main material are usually used by Pak Asep, including pandanus and mendong. Pak Asep also shared about the production process of his craft business, which is apparently done in group. They serve as patron maker until craftsmen. The weaving is brought to the house, so it cannot be made at a shop or craft center. We sell handicrafts ranging from raw materials to finished crafts, consisting of five places. Firstly, we took raw materials from the sea. Then we make coloring. After that, it is brought back here. Then the material is delivered to homes to be processed into bags and brought here again. After that, we bring it to the craftsman who can make clothes, then given accessories. After that, the products can be sold. The point is that almost all manufacturing processes involve many people. Dozens of Pak Asep's woven products are made of pandanus and mendong leaves, made by dozens of pairs of hands of the craftsmen. One of the craftsmen is Pak Oja. He admitted that his family had been long time running the profession as woven craftsmen. We also asked Pak Oja to give an example of the weaving process. Before starting, Pak Oja showed some of the simple equipment he usually used. The tool depends on the material of woven crafts. This is a wire for pulling. This is a hammer. It is to beat up so that it will be solid. This mold is made of wood. This is for bags and it depends on size. This is the smallest. project's wooden mold is very simple. 5 wooden plates are strung like a frame. The widest bar becomes the base. 2 more plates nailed to the 2 base ends of the mold becomes the side of the mold. Then the last 2 plates are mounted on the side edge, becomes the top mold. 20 small nails are used at the top of the mold. Pak Ojak showing how to do a weaving process. At glance, the process is quite simple, like sewing or knitting. His hand deftly guides dozens of meters of mandong wrapped around the mold. However, it's quite difficult for Pak Ojak to give an explanation while weaving. The process can take 3 hours. For those who are proficient, can do it only an hour. How many days do you usually make the bags? It depends on the condition, sometimes 5 or 6 days. Yes, it really needs to be painstaking. The concept of zero mistake, in another word, without any mistakes, is really applied to Raja Pola woven cuffs. If making one mistake, the craftsman must repeat the process from the beginning. Patience and accuracy become the key of maintaining Raja Pola's unique woven quality. So, it's no wonder if the Raja Pola woven is quite famous in the country, even abroad. After seeing the making process of woven cuffs behind the stage, we return to Raja Pola Street to find out how Raja Pola's typical woven clothes was appreciated. We met Ibu Popong, the owner of a woven cuffs shop, who has been selling for 13 years at Raja Pola Craft Promotion and Marketing Center. However, from Ibu Popong, we listen to a very different reality. Currently, purchasing power of the visitors decreased since the woven crafts are already available in the city centers. The craftsmen sell it directly, so the visit to Raja Pola has a little bit reduced. Some people still interesting to shop, but on one bus, only a few passengers buy the woven products, so we cannot expect a lot from the visitors. The southern line of Java Island, including Raja Pola, was usually visited crowdly at certain moments, such as long holidays, Lebaran or New Year. Those are golden moments for the sellers in Raja Pola to gain many buyers. However, according to Ibu Popong, the situation in the last few years cannot be expected.
Ada tanggal merah kan lumayan ya, Jumat Sabtu Minggu biasanya.
It's quite great on the weekends such as Friday, Saturday and Sunday. The situation has now differed. Previously, the shop was crowded by many buyers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But now weekday is better. The same opinion also stated by Pak Asep. He said sales figures have dropped drastically.
Kalau sekarang ya, mungkin udah banyak orang yang...
In last 3 years, we could sell 300 pieces in a week. Currently, we have many competitors. 3,000 pieces can be sold in 2 weeks for once delivery. While previously, we could send 3 times every week. Really, it has decreased now. The lower number of buyers at the craft center impacted at the lower income of businessmen, which has an impact on the income of the craftsmen. Our needs continue to run, but we do not have stock. That's the grief. We have no support for our daily need. The craftsmen look for other income to meet their need. Well, we are looking for other ways, although the income is uncertain. It is is worrying enough that Rajapola is not as glorious in the past time. If it keeps happening, it is not only people's economy, but also Rajapola crops can be extinct as the time goes by. But there is hope. The development infrastructure in many regions, including in Tasikmalaya, can be a golden opportunity. As stated by Head of Micro, Small, Medium Enterprises, Industry, and Trade of Tasikmalaya City, Muhammad Firmansyah.
Kita juga sekarang punya bandara Wiryadinata.
Since we now have Wiryadinata Airport, there is direct flight from Tasikmalaya to Halim Perdana Kusuma every day. Then it has also additional route from Tasikmalaya to Solo. We will see new access to Kertajati Airport development in Majalengka that will become an international airport. Next month, there will be operated to replace Hussein Airport and Halim Airport because the two airports have quite crowded. Since Kertajati Airport will be provided as an international airport, there will be road access that passes through Tasikmalaya. Besides international flights, there will also be open domestic flights between Kertajati and Widyadinata Airport. We will found a marketing center and outlets. Besides conveying government's plan in the future, Firman said that so far the local people of Tasikmalaya, including Rajapola, can always find out solutions. For example, during the economic crisis, they did not find difficulties to get the capital.
Ya, kita semua maklum tantangan terberat kita di sini dari sisi permodalan kan. Nah, dari sisi permodalan, pastinya saya akui saja untuk masyarakat Tasikmalaya ini kreatif. Dan masalah permodalan dia selalu bisa untuk
I admitted that Tasikmalaya community are very creative. For capital problems, they can find a way out. I can see they were not dependent on the capital. They were familiar with the crisis. And in the 1970s, during the economic crisis, it was not affected the community. We carry out the development of creative industries through superior products. And this is a utilization rather than an economic capability that may not depend on matters relating to fiscal policy at the time. Many companies ran out of business. Many industries did not work because loan repayments are quite large. But the industry in Tasikmalaya continued to run, even able to support the regional economy. Independence seems to be character of people in Tasikmalaya, including businessmen of Rajapola woven crafts, such as Eko Winarko, a reseller of bag woven crafts. Without having a store, he can get additional income every month.
Gak terbayang lah gimana pesanan? Ada lah satu bulan sekali mah.
I cannot imagine how about the order. I've got an order once in a month. I have not met customers. I believe I met them by Facebook, social media. Then I called them. Then I send the order amounted 30 million, 40 million. This is true. Ibu Popong also has similar experience like Eko Winarko. Lack of visitors must be anticipated by finding buyers through internet.
Sekarang juga dibantu sama online, masih untung lah sekarang lagi
market via online can help us. Online market is currently trend among public. I also join Lazada, Tokopedia, Shopee online store. I have also ever sent wallet to foreign countries such as Morocco. I also sent carpet woven craft to Germany. It was a lot purchasing. I sold every day in order to increase income. and Mandong are usually stamped on, or they were assumed as past. But creative hands of Rajapola people, grass and Mandong can be beneficial and even become breadwinner. The life of Rajapola people is like a woven. Every hope a slight thing never loses. The hope is woven with all your heart into a strong structure and resilience.
In Indonesia.
Bakar batu, or burning the stone, used to be just a cooking ritual for Papuans. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremonies, birth celebration, or any public event. Village people will gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or pork, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relations in Papua.
Sedang sendiri, ku coba renungi, ingin apa aku ini? Tak pernah mengerti sampai kini ku sadari, aku tetap tak peduli, hanya aku jalani hidup ini. Melamun sendiri, mau apa aku ini? Tak kupahami, semua orang pasti ingin dapat raih bahagia. Kalau hanya itu aku pun telah mengerti.
Kadang ingin pergi, kadang ingin sendiri. Sampai kini ku tak tahu pasti, aku hanya bisa bermimpi.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Here is the news. The free health screening program launched by the government is one of the policies that will have an impact not only on the health sector but also on the economy of Indonesia. Health and the economy are two interrelated sectors, as healthy people are the foundation of high productivity, which eventually encourages sustainable economic growth. The program will directly reduce the health burden costs of individuals, especially low-income people. The Presidential Communication Office, or PCO, has projected that participating in the government-provided free health screening can save every citizen up to 1 million rupiah, or around $61.17 in health screening cost. The Indonesian government has offered to host the Artificial Intelligence, or AI, Global South Forum in the coming year. The forum, organized by UNESCO, aims to promote the development and use of AI technology for developing countries in Asia, Africa, and the South Pacific. Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs Nezar Patria noted in the ministry's press release received on Thursday that this proposal was based on Indonesia's achievement as the first country in Southeast Asia to complete UNESCO's readiness assessment methodology. That was the news.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, welcome back again to Indonesia Today, and thank you very much for all of you who are still here and joining us at www.inews.id, RRI Digital, and also RRI News, RRI Net, I mean. And of course, you're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, and you are very welcome to join us to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, our Instagram account VOI_official, and our TikTok account also VOI_official, and our email address voilisteners@gmail.com. You can also join us to chat with us to our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. Nuka Kusumawati will be your host for today, and of course we'll giving you so many wonderful information and also great music to listen. One of them is coming from GAC, or with Gali and Ratna. Enjoy.